Hello and welcome. It's May 17th, Friday in the seventh week of Easter. St. Paschal Baylen was born on the Feast of Pentecost in 1540. He came from a poor family and at an early age needed to care for his family's sheep. Later, he would tend sheep for others as well. In the fields, Paschal would drop to his knees whenever he heard the church bells ringing during the consecration of the Eucharist. Since he wasn't able to go to school, Paschal taught himself to read by asking others the names of letters and their corresponding sounds. He did this to read prayer books and grow closer to the Lord. He later became a Franciscan lay brother and spent most of his time serving as a humble doorkeeper. Although not a priest, Brother Paschal was known for his deep love of the Blessed Sacrament and is said to have spent all his free time praying before the tabernacle. Since he was not highly educated, yet possessed great insights regarding the mysteries of the faith, many believed he was inspired and guided by the Holy Spirit. One time when Paschal was on his knees in the field, angels appeared holding a monstrance, an exposition case and stand to hold the Eucharist with the Blessed Sacrament. Others witnessed this vision, and word quickly spread. In 1897, Pope Leo XIII called St. Paschal of Baylen a seraph, an angel of the Eucharist, and made him the patron saint of all Eucharistic societies and congresses. St. Paschal's feast is celebrated today. And now for our scripture. But if Christ is preached as raised from the dead, how can some among you say there is no resurrection of the dead? 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 12. Paul now addresses his main concern. While accepting the resurrection of Christ, some Christians in Corinth deny that we are raised bodily from the dead. Why? Because some members of their community had died in the years after Christ's resurrection. Paul's letter to them was written about 55 AD. These bodies were still in the grave, decomposing. Thus, some in Corinth concluded that life after death was a spiritualized existence. The first century Corinthians weren't the only ones to struggle with this. Some 21st century Christians struggle with it too. We would all probably find it easier to believe in some kind of existence after death. But to believe in an individual, bodily existence, with a body that has some connection with the body we have now, can be difficult. Yet from Christianity's earliest days, the core tradition of the resurrection of the body has been unanimous. Even today, it is accepted by the mainline Christian churches and professed in the creeds we pray in common. For example, the Apostles' Creed. I believe in the resurrection of the body. It is this same faith that Paul professed emphatically in his letter to the Corinthians nearly 2,000 years ago. It's another of those truths that seem to be too good to be true. Those kinds of truths we ought to savor. Spend some quiet time with the Lord.